Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning, Dog and Show Show on a Thursday. You'll get to meet this week's adorable adoptable here in seconds, and more Thursday news that revolves around United Airlines. We talked about little Kakiko that was thrown up in the overhead in the carrier that passed away, 10-month-old little English bulldog. This is just unreal. We just saw this, Joe, and I was sitting here watching this on TV. A United Airlines company member, or the entire company, wrongly shipped a dog that was supposed to end up in Kansas to Japan. Kansas. This happened this week. Yes.
That's where it's not even another place that begins with the letter J.
No, it was supposed to end up in Kansas. Okay, what they have is this couple. They live in Oregon. Okay, they're going to move from Oregon to Wichita. They have a 10-year-old German Shepherd. The Shepherd's name is Ergo. They're moving from Oregon. They're going to show up in Kansas. Okay, the ordeal began Tuesday when Kara Swindle went to retrieve Ergo at the United Airlines cargo facility in Kansas City. Ergo was nowhere to be seen. In his place, she found a Great Dane that was supposed to go to Japan.
Good Lord.
The dogs had both been in Denver, where they were catching connecting flights. So, obviously, the dog's owner, she freaks out. She starts to panic. They adopted this dog back when he was 4 years old. She said she had no idea where the dog was. She burst into tears instantly because this has all just been a big whirlwind of horrible stuff. You know, they're moving. They got all this crap going on.
Yeah, everything's up in the air. You're living out of boxes. It's crazy right now for them.
They didn't know where Ergo was. And then at 2:30 a.m. Yesterday, they found out that their beloved Ergo, the German Shepherd, had landed on a plane belonging to United in Japan.
That's insane.
So
that's not even a little mix up.
Yeah, that went over the ocean. That went past Hawaii. No longer even in the same country. Not United States anymore. It didn't even go the right direction. It went, instead of east.
That's true.
It went west.
Yeah, that's true. It went the wrong way. So, and that didn't stop when the United States came to an end. It kept going.
Yes, it kept going. She said Ergo is set, though, here's the good news, to be flown from Narita, Japan to Wichita. You can see the mix-up, Narita, Wichita.
Absolutely, they sound a lot alike.
German Shepherd, Great Dane.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see how these workers that are just doing too much, that are overtaxed and have so much...
At least those dogs' letters began with the same thing. I mean...
Oh, German Shepherd, Great Dane, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, someone has to invent this. What about Elon Musk? What about that damn Bezos? Somebody that's got money, that loves aviation, instead of trying to get to freaking Mars and having a space race, build an airline for dogs and for people that want therapy dogs. It needs to be K9 Airline. That's the name of it. I gave you the name. Now take some of your big money that you got in your pockets and build this so dogs can fly. And that's the only thing that's on the airplane. Dogs. Dogs are people with therapy dogs and have their own damn airline. You can put, instead of Eskimos on the wing or whatever, you put fluffy dogs. That damn Eskimo from Alaska almost looks like a dog. Just change the graphic up and there you go. If this many freaking animals are flying daily, they need to have their own airline.
I'd fly K9 Airline. Just so you can play with the animals and whatnot while you're up in the air.
Okay.
Animal lovers could also fly the airline. That way they could have, you know, some fun while they're in flight. You take a 4 or 5 hour flight, that's boring. You get to play with dogs and whatnot.
Okay.
Some of the seats are missing.
Hey, the dogs pay full price. Owners fly free. That's how you do it. You know, maybe there's not even seats on.
What if you don't even have a dog? Owners and lovers fly free.
Okay, well, maybe people want to donate their time.
Yeah.
You know, they go up there, and there's no chairs. All it is a bunch of rubber mats and stainless steel so they can hose it out, and it looks just like an old bus. And everyone has to hang on to bars and straps just like you would on a bus.
Well, you're not making it appetizing for people. There's got to be some couches.
Okay, well,
maybe... Something to sit on.
Okay, maybe there's some couches and some beanbags.
Maybe a TV.
Yeah, and it's just one big gutted-out military plane, the whole fleet of them. They just look like big old carriers, and they just let these people on there.
That's a great idea.
Hey, I'm telling you, in this day and age, all the crap they do for dogs, you see all the food and all these natural diets, and people are feeding their damn dogs fresh salmon and rice. People love their animals. Give them their own airline.
K9 Airlines.
That's all you got to do. No, you added an S. It's just K9 Airline. Yeah, you don't add the S because it throws it off.
Yeah, because you're not going to say K9's Airlines.
Yeah. I just can't believe that their damn dog. You get the call at night, 2 a.m. Hey, we found your dog. She's like, oh my God, where is it? She's thinking Missouri.
Yeah.
She's thinking Oklahoma. No, it's in Japan.
Or the flight behind.
Yeah.
It just got, you know, it's going to be on the it's coming in an hour later. You can come down and pick it up. No, we'll see you in a week.
Hey, at least it was Japan. Just think if it went to Korea.
Ooh. Oh, don't say that.
It could have been way worse.
That's awful.